Shalom. We have gone through a hard weekend with the loss of six of our dear boys. One of them from our neighborhood, Beit Shemesh. Binyamin Meir Early, Hashem Yinokim Domei. A wonderful family. Bali Chesed, Oivdei Hashem. He was chosen as one of the korbanos brought in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Melech Yosher for all of us. He gave up his life for us, and he has a schus now to be Dovish Tov, to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do his tadlis from up there to hasten the geula for all of us. David HaMelech says, Gam ki eilich begeid salmovis lo yiroro ki ato imodi. Shivtecho mishantecho heimei nachmuni. Even when I'm going in the valley that is overshadowed by death, I will still not be in fear because I know that Hashem is with me. It's Geit Salmovis. Some say it's certain places of himself that he was in his life when he was close to death. Some say it's the entire Golis is one big Geit Salmovis. We don't have that special Shmira, Ashras Hashchina that we had when we're here, the Zman HaBeis HaMikdosh. But whatever it is, he's referring to situations with in which death is very close. And even so, he says, Lo ira ro. I'm not afraid of anything evil happening because Hashem is with me. This is the way the Jew goes through life. David HaMelech is teaching us, and we're working on this. We're always feeling Hashem is with us. Sometimes we understand the Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes we don't understand. Salmovis also means the darkness, the tzel. The light of the sunshine is blotted out. Everything looks dark, we don't understand it. But we know that Hashem is with us. We don't have to understand everything, but we do have to know that Hashem is with us. And with that mind frame, lo yira ro. Number one, there's a nekuda bitochen, which we've spoken about a lot, that the more I feel Hashem imodi, that gives a protection. But the most important part of it is lo ira, ra. I'm not in a state of fear that something bad will happen, because I know that whatever Hashem does is for the good. If the result is that I miraculously make out of it, that is definitely good. And if Chas V'Shalom, like we've seen today and many times over the last few weeks, that the end was not the pleasant end, people's lives were ended early, I also understand it's not raw, it's not something evil. The one who did it is evil. But what happened to me is not something rot, not something bad for me. It's something that Hashem, Ba'oimek Atzoso, and his deep understanding of what is good for me and good for the world, this was his decision. And that's why there's never need to be in fear, because we always have to be positive, we always have to hope that Hashem is with me and I'll get out of this situation. And we see so many times, and even now in the last weeks, times and times again, there's dozens and hundreds of stories of Hashgacha Protis, B'toicha Geit Salmovis, people came out of it, and they're still going on, whether in peace or in fighting. But those times that we see that it ended up different, and it always can end up different, it can end up with that unpleasant ending, But we don't have to be afraid, because we know if that's a decision of Hashem, it's not ra, lo ira ra. The fear comes from the fact that I'm concerned something which is not good for me will happen. And our answer is, we are hopeful, and we know, generally speaking, Hashem does things that we even feel to us pleasant. That even on the tzad, that chas v'shalom, it won't happen that way. There's no reason to be in fear, because it's not ra. Hashem imodi. Hashem is called over here ki ato imodi. Ato is a term used for the closest relationship between us and Hashem. Directly ato, you. Not third person, not distant, so close. Like every bracha we say, when we say the bracha, the goodness comes. We say baruch ato. I know this emanates from your closeness to me. And sometimes we have to say baruch ato. And the end of the bracha is Dayan Ho'emes. You're so close to me, but I know it's your judgment. And you know what is good for me. And that's the reason why we don't have to be in fear of the Ra, because Hashem always watches over us. That which is good for us should happen to us. There's no reason for fear ever. And number two, Shivtecho Mishantecho Heimi Nachmuni. The shevet is the staff that's used to hit. We are the tzoin, the sheep of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes we need to get hit, like the sheep needs to get hit. Umishantecho, the staff that's used as a support, as like a cane. Heimi Nachmuni, the fact that it's Shivtecho, Umishantecho, it's the same stick that is held by the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is my nechama. When we need a nechama, that's the greatest nechama. We know that Hashem is the Mishon. He supports us. He gives us our life. He gives us everything we have. He gives us our neshamas. And at the times that we have to go through Shivtecho, the staff hitting, the rod hitting us, we know that's also done only for our good. Whether it be to keep us in line, or whether it be sometimes the Yisurim that are mechaper, Yisurim that bring sachar, all kind of cheshbonos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the nechama. The nechama means being able to see past the external impression of what is happening. The external impression of what is happening is Ra, death, Yisurim. The nechama, Rashi says, means changing around our way of looking at it. I'm able to see past that. True, it's externally extremely hard. It should never happen to any of us. But the fact that it's all coming from Hashem, which is always with me, Hashem Royu, our shepherd, who's our Mishon, who's always supporting us and keeping us going under all circumstances, then even when the Shevet comes, that is our Nechama. That gives us the ability to understand that this is what Hashem felt is necessary now, and it's for our benefit, and we'll all go through this. And we'll continue onwards together with Ato Imodi, you are with me. May we all zoiche, together with all of Klal Yisrael, to continue onward, feel that even in the times of darkness, Hashem is with us. Strengthen our bitochen, that in itself gives us a siyata shemaya to get past it, but to know there's nothing to be afraid of. Mi'ez Hashem, things will work out. And if chas v'shem they don't, it's also ato imodi. It's not ra. It's from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Should be zeicha to only see the mishon, Hashem's support. Should be already finished with the shivtecho. The more we focus and realize that this is all from Hashem, be'ika, the mishon, the support. And the shevet also has its goal in uplifting us, bringing us closer to Hashem, bringing us more zchuyos. Mi'ez Hashem b'zeicha soon to see the final geula. Tarech lefonei shulchan neged tzoyroi. We are the shulchan of the Sudas HaMashiach. Neged tzoyroi, all the tzoyrim that are causing us tzoros will just be watching. and not be part of any of the Toiv that will remain.